20% of the 1.1 million students who were eligible to take tests for English language arts and math last year in the grades 3 through 8, about 20% of them opted out. And we heard from a lot of people, parents in particular, and teachers, that there was a significant amount of anxiety among students around these tests. And so we asked ourselves if there was anything we could learn about this in a more of a clinical fashion rather than just anecdotal stories. So we approached the New York Association of School Psychologists and asked them if they would be interested in conducting a survey of their members and asking them some questions around test anxiety. And what we learned was, indeed, there is an increasing prevalence of test anxiety among students and has been happening for several years. There is an assumption that some of this is linked to state tests, particularly those that are aligned with Common Core. There seems to be more anxiety around state tests than local tests. But it's not as prevalent as we might have been led to believe. About half of the school psychologists said that less than half of their students in the schools that they serve are experiencing any sort of physical symptoms, things like nausea or headaches or changes in their sleep pattern. They did indicate that it varies from school to school, and it's more depends on kind of the age of the student. The impression that the student has regarding the high-stakes nature of these tests. And the thing that we took away from this that I think is important to share is that parental and teacher expectations do have an impact on the student's sense of anxiety around these tests.
Did you learn anything about a correlation between this anxiety and performance?
Not really. And in fact, our research and other research that has been done, that has been brought to our attention by the psychologists, is either conflicting or inconclusive regarding whether or not test anxiety hurts student performance. But they were clear to say that there are ways in which this anxiety can be addressed and somewhat channeled. They pointed out that what they would like to do, as what they do as psychologists, and many of them do this, is address what they call a tiered approach towards test anxiety. There's the largest group of students are what they call in the lowest tier, the kind of general student population, where some preventative measures related to sitting down and talking about the tests and how you communicate about the tests and training that could be made available to the teachers and communicating about the tests and also with parents and just help students understand that anxiety is a natural thing and the fact that it does occur doesn't necessarily reflect their academic abilities. There's a middle level in the pyramid are students that probably some one-on-one support may be necessary. There might even be what they call cognitive behavioral therapy, referred to as CBT, that might help them better understand. They might have a kind of a distorted idea of what these tests are all about and the stakes associated with them. They're engaging perhaps in some destructive behavior, and through some counseling, they can be helped. And then there's a top part of the pyramid, which is students who really have an anxiety disorder. This is something that might have been diagnosed, it might be longstanding, and they probably need a pretty comprehensive level of cognitive behavioral therapy to fully address their levels of anxiety. It's not something that's just going to go away. So what we learned from this is that the anxiety is real, that it is occurring at a higher rate than it had in the past. I think the things associated with the high-stakes nature of Common Core tests have been embedded into the thinking of children, and we need to try to address these in a way that helps students actually be prepared for taking these tests in a way that's more healthy than it is today.
How would you like this information to be implemented into the work of the Common Core Task Force of stakeholders across the education spectrum who are working now to address some of the problems with the rollout of the Common Core?
Well, that's exactly why we did this report at this time. The report, the task force, of which I am a member, by the way, is gathering information and will be making recommendations to the governor in December. And one of these issues, this came up, this issue of anxiety has come up repeatedly. I know I've been sitting on a lot of the public forums where people have talked about in very passionate and very real and genuine terms about their concerns about children. They've talked in terms of child abuse and some of the things that are occurring that they believe are really ruining a public education experience for kids, much of it associated with the fact they have to take what are called high-stakes tests. And we felt, let's inform that discussion. This whole gathering of information by the task force is to learn and listen and try to develop some reasonable recommendations that are going to help fix the problems that we have. I can't deny that what we have in place right now is not satisfactory. We need some changes, and we're hoping that some of the things that are recommendations coming out of this study are included in the recommendations that would go towards the governor and the Board of Regents.